It's time for our Pahuska's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Huskies head football coach Joe Tillman. Pahuska falling to 1-2 after a loss at home against Hominy this past Friday. Hominy beating Pahuska 47-9. And Coach Tillman, you and I were talking just before we started recording here off mic that that score a little bit more indicative of Hominy putting some late touchdowns in the third and fourth quarters. You guys were in that football game as late as about midway through the third.
Yeah, it was one of those games where, you know, if we played Hominy 10 times realistically, I mean, I don't think we're going to beat them. Very well coached team, a lot of talent. You know, the quarterback is a legitimate good kid, D1 prospect, and it was close to the first half. We went into the locker room, the kids were excited, but kind of tough. We've got 15 kids that probably play a lot both ways, and conditioning was a factor going into the third period, and it finally caught up with us. But no excuses here. We learned a lot from that ball game, and Hominy is a good football team, and we hope that they do very, very well in Class A.
That kind of caps your guys' pretty tough non-district schedule. You had to go to Kellyville, then against Morrison and Hominy, then also had that game against Dewey that ended up being a lightning out, and now Pahuska going to start play in a new district this year. You'll actually be off on Friday and then go to Tonkawa to begin district play. We can talk about Tonkawa a bit specifically more next week, but what would you like to accomplish over the next 5 or 6 days or so before it becomes a regular game week next week? What will the bye week do for you guys?
Well, it's going to give us a chance, Evan, to kind of heal up a little bit. We don't really have any nagging injuries, but we do get Colton Hyman back. He's a senior quarterback safety who's been out for a couple of weeks, went out during the Morrison game, and we'll get him back, which is going to help us a lot. And we're going to get in the film room, study the film, and we're also going to reevaluate, you know, about everybody in the positions and effort and those kinds of things, but going to allow us also to get in the weight room and you know, get back to lifting, take advantage of this week off and get back in the weight room, study some film, and then we'll have a couple of practices. But, you know, the kids deserve a little bit of a break as everybody else gets, and then we'll get ready for Tonkawa. So that's kind of where we're standing this week.
District-wise, a new district, you guys go to Tonkawa and Newkirk to start things off. Home games are against Hennessy, Alva, and Perry. You also go to Chisholm. What can you tell me about your district?
District's going to be tough. I think we had two teams in the top 20, Class 2A. Road games against Tonkawa is going to be always a challenge. I played Tonkawa back when I was in high school years and years ago. They're always well-coached, tough kids. Otherwise, it's just teams that are unknown to me. Alva, Chisholm, Hennessy, don't know a lot about them other than, you know, we'll have access to the films. You look at their records, and so that'll be able to tell us some stuff as we prepare to go into a new district. But we're excited about it and hopefully start some new rivalries here. And like I told the kids, this is, you know, it's like now we start our season. We have a six-game season, and, you know, we're going to shoot for a playoff spot, and we're going to have to play well down the stretch.
Pahuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Once again, Huskies are off on Friday, next in action at Tonkawa on the 30th of September, and that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Coach Tillman, appreciate the time, and best of luck to you during the bye week.
Thanks, Evan. Take care.